Hi, this is dictation for Eulalie, EULALIA INGE. Date of birth is 5/27/1971. Date of accident is 3/20/2002. Service is 5/11/2023. The patient is here for a evaluation for follow up visit. She is complaining of severe pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10. Pain in both the knees and the shoulder is reported to the tune of 8. Patient has a difficult time in moving her beyond one block, as well as lifting her shoulder beyond 90 degrees. Although there is a pain in both the shoulders, the right shoulder is more painful. Patient does have mild pain in both the hips, according to her, and some radiation of pain to the right arm, to the elbow. Some radiation to the right leg laterally is reported as numb tingling up to the knee. These have continued since the 3/20/2032 when she was in an automobile accident, rear end ending when she was a driver. There was no symptoms of TBI, no headaches, but only pain symptoms remained. The MRIs were done, were found positive for a bulging disc L4-5, a herniated disc at L5-S1, as well as herniated disc at C4, C4-5, C5-6, and the shoulder issues were detected in the MRI with acromial deltoid bursitis and supranodal stenosis. The patient has chosen a conservative treatment and has consistently denied any injection treatment or surgical consultation. She was referred to she has come of severe anxiety, depression, and panic. Pain level is around 8 to 10. In the neck and the lower back is 10. Both shoulders and both knees is 8. And the ADLs are rated 10 as follows. The general activity, mood, look, sleep, enjoyment type are affected 10. Walking ability and relationship with other people is affected 8. Only 10% relief has been obtained by the patient. Please review the chart for the system review, for the additional history, for distance abuse, as well as for the compliance history. Physical examination, the patient reports blood pressure 56 over 97, pulse 87, pulse oxygen. Rest exam is from previous visit of 4/10/2023, dictation number 0410-062. And diagnosis, the same plan is as follows. The patient report the knee pains are and the hip pains are slightly better than before. And she report that she is having difficult walking a little bit, but the pains are slightly better in knee and the hip. She has a history of depression, anxiety, and being referred to neuropsych evaluation and psychiatric care also. MRI, cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the shoulder were discussed at great length. Patient was advised that she may benefit more injection treatment, which she respectfully declined. And she wants to continue physical therapy that has been ordered for her 2 times a week, and with traction massage. She's on a light duty job, 7 hours, 6 to 7 pounds. She's being provided with pounding cream and naltrexone blood, 30 tablets per milligram. Her maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. and she is advised about chiropractic treatment. An infrared device consisting of Onlux photobiomodulation has been discussed and ordered for her. The neuropsychiatrist is obtained will move further. Medical wise, she is provided mobile 15 milligram daily, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4 is available, 50 milligram daily provided for GAD disorder pain, Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day is provided for anxiety relief, Nurtin 600 milligram is provided twice a day for nerve pain. Once again, she has refused the injection treatment, triple treatment, and the patient has been advised about yoga, water aerobics, heat treatment with infrared, laser heat, water heat, and otherwise she is stable. She is seen in 30 days' time.